Blog Talk Radio.
Finally, a global program specifically for wealthy, philanthropic women who are humble, gracious leaders. Sylvia Global's host, Gail Sylvia, invites you to join her in these conversations with first ladies of nations, households, business, and communities. Trustworthy, live conversations with women from around the globe provides a place for your voice to connect with women of integrity, passion, and purpose. Now, here's your host, Gail Sylvia.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm very excited. We have a wonderful young lady who is a young entrepreneur that's becoming quite successful in her business called the Genesis Group, NY, as in New York. Her name is Brittany Earls, and Brittany is a partner in the Genesis Group and was also the winner of the $10,000 grand prize through 100 Urban Entrepreneurs Pitch Competition. For those of you who have been following Sylvia Global in our conversations with 100 Urban Entrepreneurs, for those of you who have not been, let me introduce them to you by letting you know that 100 Urban Entrepreneurs is a 501c3 nonprofit foundation, and their mission is completely dedicated to helping provide economic boost to urban communities throughout the United States, and to do this by supporting minority entrepreneurs at the earliest stages in their business development. They do a series of pitch competitions across the nation, and people come make their 5-minute elevator pitch, and they're narrowed down to a group of finalists, and the winner gets $10,000 along with other support for jump-starting their business or taking their business to the next level. Brittany Earls is one of those winners, and she's a native of Atlanta, or she is from Atlanta. She resides in New York, and she is also the recipient of a Hope Scholarship. She's attended Georgia State University, and she is here with us today. Brittany, thank you so much for being on Sylvia Global. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
What was talk to our audience about 100 Urban Entrepreneurs and how you were introduced to that competition.
Yeah, 100 Urban Entrepreneurs is a great, great foundation, and it's really simple to get involved. I first heard about it through a friend who forwarded me the link, and I was really impressed with their mission. So to get involved, if someone has a business, they're able to first step would be to submit their business plan and a little bit about their business to some of the founders and the assistants that work with 100 Urban Entrepreneurs. And from there, you're into their email queue, and you're able to see where their different pitch locations are for their pitch competitions. And so there was one in D.C. I went to. There's also some in New York. And then finally, I saw that one was in Atlanta, which is where I was from, and I was able to apply for that particular event, and I was able to be selected as a finalist and actually pitch. It can be a process, because there's so many great entrepreneurs out there, but as long as you're dedicated and don't give up and you follow up with them, it's very, over time, it's very easy to be able to find your way into one of their pitch competitions if you're just willing to do the follow-up.
What was your pitch?
My pitch was actually, it was a one-minute pitch. At the time, it was solely focused on Genesis Magazine, which is what we originally were. We've only later expanded to become the Genesis Group. So my pitch was on Genesis Magazine, and I basically let the judges and the audience know that I created a magazine that celebritizes the girl and guy next door who is successful and who started their own business, or they're doing something amazing in their community. The biggest heart of my pitch, and still the heart of my business today, is that there's so many great people out there that are getting overshadowed by the glitz of Hollywood or the glitz of businesses that are making, multi-million dollars and come from all these large corporations. But there are a lot of people who solely started businesses, whether it's a single mom or a college student or another small business. There's people that have done unique things and created game-changing ideas that a lot of times get overlooked just because our media, especially pop culture, our media is so quick to focus on the Kim Kardashians in the world and the Beyoncés of the world, who I love. That's a lot of what we tend to focus on, or we focus on the big businesses who have already been super successful. And a lot of times we overlook the small businesses, which are really the heart of our economy. So I want to create a media outlet that focused on those things.
Oh, were you surprised that you won?
I was in a way, in ways I'm not. I mean, I'm always very confident in my business. I'm very confident in what we provide and looking at their basis for who they choose. At the time I thought it made sense before I went there, but then I get there and there's all these great entrepreneurs there. I mean, you always think your business is amazing and you just never know what the judges are looking for. So, I mean, I was, and in some ways I was surprised because there was just so many other great young entrepreneurs there. And also, this is a very tech world. Print media, it's no secret that print media, as you know, has decreased over the years, and everything is so about technology these days, and technology companies and apps, they have thrived in this recession from day one, and they will continue to thrive, and a lot of companies that are getting funded today are tech companies. So in that way, I was somewhat surprised because there were a lot of tech companies there, so it's really hard to compete against a tech company. But that day was a great day, and there was actually three winners chosen, and I was one of them. So I was really pleased with the outcome.
You're a bit muffled, Brittany, so I just want you to be aware of that. You started, your business at age 21?
Yes.
Actually, you took a home-based business, maybe even at 20, and then you later turned all of your focus towards your passion for writing into a business and became a freelance writer for the More Focus Group, and then later became the associate editor for Blist magazine by age 21. So talk to us about your journey and your experience and how the 100 Urban Entrepreneurs contributed to your latter successes.
Yeah, so at a really early age, I was instantly turned on to the idea of entrepreneurship. My home-based business with Mary Kay, it's something people are very familiar with, and I don't still do it today, but at the time, it was just such a great fit in my life, and what it was really crucial to me was to be able to see that every day that there are these amazing women who control their day, and they have a lot of control over their pay and what they're worth, and I really like that, and I wasn't seeing any other opportunity where you get to decide, that you can make as much as you're willing to work for. And I felt that's the first love I've had of entrepreneurship, is that as an entrepreneur, you can really determine your pay based off of how hard you're willing to work. And you really have a lot of control that you don't always have when you're punching the clock for someone else. And so that definitely spun into me becoming my own business owner by being a freelance writer and then doing, being an editor for various magazines and then later starting my own magazine. So at the time when I, got plugged in with 100 Urban Entrepreneurs, I had a really sick foundation that a lot of entrepreneurs in the program didn't have at the time. But what was so beneficial to me was being able to listen to them and to the leaders and to the mentors that we had to be able to really pick apart the business that I had already started to build. So I have this, this business that was just getting started, and I had a foundation for it. And it was great to have, someone who has more experience than me to be able to look and say, well, make sure your marketing plan, is more concrete. Make sure you better understand your target audience. And they're just little things that you just never think as an entrepreneur because you're wearing so many hats. You're the assistant, you're the person that answers the phone calls, you're the CEO, you're the male person. I mean, as an entrepreneur, you wear literally 10,000 hats, and the little things can easily go past you. And I wasn't taking the time to really look at my business plan and see how I could, reword it or reroute it for potential investors. I didn't take the time to better understand my target market and to better understand my competition. So the first thing with 100 Urban Entrepreneurs is not to just hand someone a $10,000 check and say good luck. The first thing was the baby steps. It was to look at, all the other things that make the foundation for a business strong and for to be able to have these mentors look at what you've created and help you better build your business from scratch.
So what was the how did you use the $10,000?
Various ways. The first installment I used to redo our website. I knew early on that I wanted to switch from Genesis Magazine to the Genesis Group so that we can expand our services and offer media coaching and offer Meet the Media events and just become a full media boutique versus just printing the magazine. So the first installment I used for to be able to do tweak our branding to get a better to get a better logo and a better website. And going forward, I would use it for more PR plans. There's a lot I want to do PR-wise here in New York and hiring a really efficient PR team. And so I plan on using the program to better assist me in my PR and marketing goals.
Who are your partners in the Genesis Group?
I have a lot of really great partners. The great thing about the Genesis Group is that we work solely with other entrepreneurs. So our network that we've created is a few entrepreneurs and small businesses, and we use their services to help our clients. So I have a lot of really great partners. For one, I'm partnered with Wealth Advisory Group. Christina Getz there, who helps us host our media event and our seven-figure club and other networking events that help entrepreneurs plug in. I also am affiliated with the Pink Boss in Atlanta, which is a boutique, women's boutique that helps entrepreneurs get their business off of the ground. So various partnerships like that, as well as I have a whole list of freelance writers and photographers, and I mean anything that would ever have anything to do with the magazine. I never would have to outsource a large corporation. I could solely reach out to individuals who do this for a living. So that's the great part about it, is that we have a lot of connections with small business owners, and we all work together to better assist the clients at the Genesis Group.
So now talk to us about what exactly you're doing there at the Genesis Group. I know you host events. You have something called the 7+ Figure Club. You have Genesis Magazine. You do media coaching. Take us through the services.
Sure. So the heart of the Genesis Group, of course, is Genesis Magazine, and that's a magazine that solely features entrepreneurs, primarily startups and small businesses. We're really just redefining success, and we're not just defining success as you've already made $50 million or, you know, $70 million. We're defining success as you went out and you did it. You were the first to have an idea. It's unique. You took ownership, and you turned your dream into a reality. And so that is what the heart of the Genesis Magazine is. And so that's one of our services. Next year, we're also launching Who New York, which is a newspaper that not only features entrepreneurs, but also individuals who are leaders in corporate America. We also will feature fashion and nightlife and culture here in New York, and that'll be a newspaper that's handed out for free in major areas within the five boroughs of New York. As opposed to the publishing that we do, which are both print and digital magazines and newspaper, we also offer Meet the Media, which is one of my favorite events that I've ever created. Meet the Media brings together 50 entrepreneurs, and we sit them in front of top media professionals. We've had Inc. Magazine, Essence Magazine, MSNBC, NBC, and various representatives from the Hearst Corporation, and we allow them to give their elevator pitch to this media panel. And the media panel then spends about an hour to an hour and a half coaching entrepreneurs on how to pitch the media properly, how to build media relationships, and to help answer questions that they may have as to why they did not get selected or, you know, have not had the opportunity to work with the media in the past. It's a really great educational forum. We wrap it up with a wine reception. So it's a really great event that I'm really proud of. And then we also have the 7-Figure Club, which is just getting started. I'm in the 7-Figure Club.
Wait, Brittany. You're rolling. let me just stop you for just a moment, because you just shared some really valuable information. You know, many of the Sylvia Global listeners are young entrepreneurs. So first of all, what is the age group of most of the attendees at your event?
For the Meet the Media, most of the attendees, I would say a lot of them are well-established businesses or a little bit older than me. I would say, if I had to guess, maybe in their 30s, mid-30s to 40s, and even some in their 50s. But I would say the average would be probably late 30s, maybe.
So what's the demographics of the Genesis Group?
is very, very diverse. Population-wise, as far as our events, they're all New York-based. As far as our readers and our followers go, we have a following in over 24 states and also overseas in Australia and Greece. And as far as at our events, the demographics between, it's New York City, so we have every ethnicity represented, almost from whites to blacks, Asians, young and old, and as well as newer companies and established companies. I've had companies that literally got started a month ago to companies that have been in business for over 15 years reach out for some of our services. So in every area, we've managed to be pretty diverse.
So the Genesis magazine, I know that you mail directly to over 140,000 members, and those are the members that are represented in these 24 different states. How do people find you?
Oh, well, at first we started as just a print magazine. What really helped was when we switched and became a digital magazine as well. When I first got started, of course, my subscribers was, my mother and my best friend. But it really grew over time, and the digital aspect helped because there was a magazine that was getting started in New York, and I was in Atlanta at the time, and they were closing their doors. It was their first year, and to keep their subscribers happy, we were given those subscribers, and we were able to take on their digital subscribers and as our own. So that was like the first big break that we had, to be able to go from having 300 and 400 subscribers in the same year to peaking over 100,000. And that was because of that merge with the magazine company that was going out of business. And we've been able to maintain relationships and even grow from that initial swap that we did as social media, and they're retweeting and sharing our magazine with their friends. So it was a big, big step for us to be able to take over another digital magazine during our first year.
Brittany, you're a little muffled again. You were clear earlier, and now you're muffled again. Genesis is a magazine, though, it's really dedicated to creators of businesses, and the opportunities. There's conversations in there, articles about art, literature, entertainment, philanthropy, but you're really dedicated to the exposure of what drives individuals, who have broken barriers and achieved incredible career, personal, and entrepreneurial success. So is it still a print publication, or is it now exclusively an electronic publication?
We do both. We have more subscribers that are digital than print, but we do both. Once we became the Genesis Group, we actually suspended printing of digital, or printing for the magazine and the digital release as well. And as we're getting started back up for January and for the rest of the year for next year, it will continue to be both. A lot of our advertisers, love the thought of knowing that the magazine is physically in someone's hand. And, of course, consumers love being able to have it on their, their iPads and being able to watch it digitally. So it's definitely, for within our followers, there's a lot of people that prefer either. So we would never just do one or the other. It will continue to be digital and print.
So how long have you been in operation?
We launched in October 2009, so we are within our third year.
And the indicators of success for you at this point have been what?
A lot of our indicators have been, just because so many people are really tuned in to our events and the buzz of our events, that's been my strongest indicator this year, is being able to see every month see our events nearly be sold out, which is a big change. Before, it was, you may have one good event or one event may not happen at all. This is the first year that we've seen month to month that people are literally lined up to have access to a lot of the educational business forums that we provide. And so being able to see that and see the return customers is always a big deal as well. One of my first complaints when I started my business was that I felt like with each issue, with each event, I'm having to recreate my brand and recreate myself, because I'm always getting new clients, which is great to have new clients, but you kind of wonder, what happened to the old clients too. So this has been great, because throughout the year, this year, we've seen a lot of return business. So that's been the biggest kind of notice to me, that we're growing and that we're on the right path to be able to have such, return customers and return business.
Where is the appeal for advertisers, and how do you secure the advertisers?
The appeal for advertisers that I've used throughout the year was to let them know that it's just not an advertisement. I would never, with print media being in the state that it is and with so many options being out there, I would never just sell an ad to an advertiser and have nothing else to back it up. And that's one of the reasons we actually started the other event, so that when someone becomes an advertiser, they also have access to the media coaching. They also have access to the media events. It's one thing to have an ad, and listen, I don't care if it's My Magazine or Oprah Magazine or the New York Times. It does not guarantee anything. A baby could cry on it. A page could get ripped out. You just never know. So it's great for awareness, but I would never solely sell just an advertisement. So the difference between our publication and a lot of other publications is we also are able to provide other tangible opportunities. So, yeah, we'll give you a great ad. It'll look great. We'll send it to, you know, our entire distribution list. And then we'll also put your brand in front of media giants and let you hear from them what they're looking for when they decide to feature someone. And we'll also provide media coaching for you so that you're ready when you do get your radio or your TV interview, that so that you understand body language and speaking and sound bites. I mean, things like that. So we always package it as the advertising isn't the icing on the cake, but we always have something that's much more tangible and hearty that can drive the business owners to us.
Brittany, you have something called the 7-Plus Figure Club. How do you determine, and it's an invitation-only monthly breakfast event that's held at Grand Central in Manhattan. Who gets the invitation?
Yeah, it's held near Grand Central, and we basically use, right now we're really focusing on the Inc. 5000 list. I mean, there's a lot of sources out there that claim to be able to list, you know, who are the top entrepreneurs within certain cities. I found that the Inc. 5000 list is really thorough. And so we start from there because the Inc. 5000 list, you're able to see what their revenues are per year. And so we're looking at, you know, we invite people that have a minimum of $2 million in revenue come in that year, and we use the Inc. 5000 list to be able to find that. So a lot of those members are solely from the Inc. 5000. And, of course, if they can't make it and they want to invite someone else, that's not from the Inc. 5000, that's fine. It doesn't have to be solely from that. But that's where our research begins, by looking at that list. And we invite companies. Well, it doesn't matter, you know, what their field is or how long they've been in business. We just look for companies that have a large enough audience and a product that has already successfully launched to market to where they're bringing in $2 million or more in revenue per year.
Once they're there in the room, what do they receive? What's the benefit?
So it's a round table. It's a small round table. We do 10 to 15 entrepreneurs at one time. And basically it's a great chance for successful leaders to share their struggles and their success within their companies. We've all heard the saying, it can be lonely at the top. I'm sure that's very true. So that's the whole benefit of having this monthly breakfast is that they're able to come in and they're able to say, well, this is, you know, why we had a great quarter this year, why we've had, you know, a very successful last, you know, few months, and this is where we're hurting. And when you have so many people, you know, different brains in the room and different backgrounds, it's much easier to get a nice evaluation of your business. And so we're able to all describe, you know, for one, who our target audience is. So if we know someone who's sitting across from us who has a target audience, then we know someone that fits in, we're able to give a recommendation or make an introduction for them. And then the rest of the event is really just spent on those business evaluations, being able to say, you know, this is how I'm successful, this is what I need help in, and being able to take 2 minutes for each person and help that person advance to the next level, because success is ongoing. So just because you made $2 million or if you made $15 million, in a year, that doesn't mean you want your success to stop, and it doesn't mean you don't have, you know, further goals. So it's basically a great way for people that are on similar paths to share their goals and to get feedback on how to take their business to the next level.
What are your goals for the Genesis Group?
I would really love to make it more of a household name. Right now, I feel like I started in Atlanta, so I feel like I have a really large following there, and we also have a really large following in New York. And even though we have 24 other states where we have readers and followers represented, it would be really nice to be, you know, the source for entrepreneurs. I would love for someone to be able to start their business and automatically think, I need to get plugged in with the Genesis Group. So if we could be more of a household name, that's what I'm currently working on for our marketing for next year, to just be able to have marketing outlets and do more PR so that we're not necessarily just this, you know, best kept secret on the East Coast, but so that we are known globally and internationally as a company that's a safe haven for entrepreneurs offering a variety of services. And I would love to be able to do our free newspaper that's going to be handed out in New York. I would love to be able to take that to other states, as well as our Meet the Media events and our Seven Figure Club. I would love to be able to launch those in other very high populated areas where entrepreneurs would be heavily present.
How can Sylvia Global support you?
Oh, that's a great question. For one, this is great. It's always great to be able to speak about your dream and your vision and about where you come from. I think being able to be listed on, you know, have our podcast on your website, or to be able to even send you guys, you know, our digital copies of our magazine and our newspaper, and for you to be able to share it with anyone who comes to your website, or to even our contact information, if you had, you know, a list of favorite websites or a list of favorite connections for entrepreneurs, any way where we could reach out to, you know, your thousands and thousands of followers and listeners and be able to let them know who we are and how they can reach us, that would be helpful.
Brittany Earls, thank you so much for being here with us today on Sylvia Global. I want you to close out by giving a word of it, you know, say something about 100 Urban Entrepreneurs and to those that might be standing in line at an upcoming pitch competition.
My advice for that, for anyone considering being a part of 100 Urban Entrepreneurs or participating in the pitch competition, would be to make sure you can condense your message to, you know, 1 minute. You're not going to have a lot of time to speak to the judges or the audience, and in that 1 minute, they need to be able to hear why your product is unique and, most importantly, how you make money. So if you can be able to clearly articulate why you're so special and why your business is needed and how you make money in 60 seconds or less, that's going to get you far, not just with 100 Urban Entrepreneurs, but anywhere. You need to be able to always give that message of who you are and what you do, what your service provides, and how you make money.
Brittany Earls, owner and just an incredible young lady of the Genesis Group. You can be reached at thegenesisgroupny.com. That's your website, www.genesisgroupny.com. And they can also tell our listeners how else they can reach out to you, by following you on Twitter or Facebook.
Sure. You can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter sign is @GenesisGroupNY. Or me, my personal Twitter handle is Brittany K. Earls, last name Earls, as well as on Facebook, facebook.com/Genesis Magazine. And we also love to hear from our followers, and we're reachable by email at info@GenesisGroupNY.com.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. I know your family must be extremely proud of you. All of us are. And thank you for taking the time to be with us here today on Sylvia Global. Brittany,
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This broadcast can be heard at sylviaglobal.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook and learn more about the important work that young entrepreneurs and older entrepreneurs are doing around the world. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Sylvia Global with your host, Gail Sylvia. Become a subscriber to Sylvia Global for unique listener opportunities. Follow on Twitter and like them on Facebook. For more information, go to www.sylviaglobal.com. That's Sylvia, SYLVIA, Global, GLOBAL.com.